Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning, Mike Dover with you again, and it is 8:32, and joining me in the studio, Brenda Dorsey with Boys, Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Just the conversation. So, Brenda, Bowl for Kids' Sake, right around the corner.
Right around the corner, Saturday. I was going to say morning, but it's kind of afternoon because it starts at 12. Saturday, yes. And this year we'll only have one, what do they call them? The flight? Is that what they call bowling flight?
We'll have
one flight at 12:30.
Okay.
So we'll have 12:30, and they'll be able to bowl two games. The ones that are already signed up for the program, for the fundraiser, they'll bowl two games, get pizza, get drinks, and we'll have a good time out there that day. We're going to do a 50-50 drawing. Those are always fun. Sometimes the person that wins will give the 50% that they won back to the agency. Sometimes they won't. I don't blame them. I mean, you know, the whole point of putting in is that you're hoping you're going to win.
Yeah.
So if you're just going to give it right back to us, you might as well just have written us a check or given us money already.
You know? There you go.
I get it. If they take their 50%, I'm not going to be upset with them.
There you go. So, but we're out at the Holloman Air Force Base at Stryker Lanes or whatever they call that thing.
Yep.
And I got to meet him at the gate at 12 o'clock to get in. So once I get in, then we'll get on the air.
All right.
We're looking forward to it. About how many teams do we have now?
About 10.
About 10 teams. So.
Yep. It's way down this year from what it normally is. But you know what? My dedication is we're going to have fun with the 10 teams we have.
Absolutely. We'll have fun with the 10 teams we had. And I think, you know, it's kind of down because now we got to go out to Holloman Air Force Base because the Rocket City Families Fun Center is closed down. Somebody needs to buy that thing and run it right and stuff. So
say that, Mike.
Yeah, I said it. So, but anyway, so we're out at Holloman Air Force Base this year. But if you still like to donate and support this, you can go to where? Bolotero.org?
Yes, they can do that and just give to any team they want to that's on there or just give to the general fund. They can run by 1200 Indian Wells. It's the west side of Calvary Baptist Church, so it's where the metal doors are. Come on in, give us a check there. We'll take check. We'll take cash. We don't have a card reader, but you can go to an ATM and then bring us the money.
There you go.
And we'll take it. I'll tell you, we'll take it. We need money this year, and we're down quite a bit. And so we're not going to focus on that, but we do need people to step up this year for us.
There you go. And big brothers and big sisters, I mean, I tell you, the impact that you guys have on young people's lives, and this is just a part. We're going to be able to witness some of that this week this Saturday out at Holloman Air Force Base at the Bowling Center there as we see those bigs and littles come together.
And I was telling Mike just a little bit before we got on air, I was telling him that we have a new program. We started it last night. It's for any of you that are school personnel, you've used it in your schools before. It's called Accelerated Reader. And we bought the STAR test, so we are testing kids that are in our program, and we get their reading level, and then we're reading with those kids, and we are going to work with those kids, and we're going to have, we're going to be open from 3 to 5, specifically for bigs and littles to come and do this project, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then on Wednesday, we'll still be open 1 to 6. From 1 to 4, we'll be doing snacks, and then, again, getting into this reading. We tested about 8 kids last night, and so we have their beginning reading ranges, and we'll test them about every 9 weeks to see how they're growing. I'm expecting great results. I used it in the schools. I absolutely loved it. It encouraged kids to want to read so much more, and part of it, I mean, you know, for anything that you want to get better at, if you practice, you get better at it. And lots of our reluctant readers don't even want to open a book. So this program helps us to help them open a book and fall in love with reading. And so I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to start sharing results here as we move forward with it. And again, if you're a parent and you're listening, or an employer and you've got children and you're listening and you're like, man, my kids are struggling with reading, then you have to be part of the program. We're not just going to open our doors. We're not an after-school daycare. We are Bigs. We match our Bigs, which are our caring volunteers with littles, and then they work one-on-one with those kiddos. And so if you want your kids in our program, then just give me a call, 575-708-0716. Drop by our office, 1200 Indian Wells. We'll get you the application. It's very easy to become a part of our program.
And that's just another cool aspect of helping kids. We've talked a lot about your on-site programs, you know, where volunteers go in, work with kids to help them with their homework or whatever in school, reading one of them.
Right, math.
And math and whatever. But here with this reading program that you're doing, this will really benefit kids and really help to boost our reading levels up here in our area,
which we need so badly. Yeah. And I will tell you also, it helps encourage bigs to get involved. I did a presentation the other day at the senior center, and when I finished telling them about this program and how they would help littles, they were like, we definitely want to be part of it.
Wow.
And so we signed some people up right then and there. The bottom line is for a big to absolutely know exactly what they're going to work with the child on and how it's and what their level is. So again, if a child, I'll explain this really quick. If a child comes out with a reading level of 1.0 to 2.0, if they read books that are 1.0 or 1.1, they're going to be able to read those pretty much independently. Mm-hmm. If they read a book that's 2.0, they're going to need some support because that's the highest end of their range.
Right.
So we have that information. So when people come in to work with a child, with their child, their little, they're going to find that they already know what their little is going to be capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be able to help them with that. And then before, when I used it in the schools, the big used to help the child on the computer by reading unfamiliar words from the test. But now AR has grown so much, they have a feature that says, read the test to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kid can have the test read to them. And so if there's words that are unfamiliar because they weren't necessarily in the book, but there are alternate choices, the computer's reading them to them.
Right.
So then they can pick the correct answer. So it's no more on the test where it's a test of reading at the test point. It's really, did they understand the book?
Right, yeah.
So it was, we did it. Last night was our first night of doing it. April 15th, we'll start opening after school. And but we were just super excited because last night was our Wednesdays that we opened 1 to 6. So we had some of our kids that came in for that we were able to test and get started. So anyway, but again, got to be part of our program. We're not just taking you off the street.
Yeah, you got to be part.
You can't sign up and give us some money and then we'll babysit your kid after school. That is not what we do.
Yeah,
our program is free.
Yeah, we leave that to the other organization. But Big Brothers and Big Sisters, this is a great chance to have that impact on that young child by becoming a big and improving the life of a little.
Absolutely.
And this is a great chance for people to get their kids into the Big Brothers Big Sisters program as a little and have a big help them. That's just that additional help for Big Brothers and through Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
And I have to say, you might be listening and going, well, my kid's an excellent reader. So that's not all we offer. I mean,
right.
The wonderful thing about Big Brothers Big Sisters is that we really work to figure out what does your child need, what do you want from the program, and making that work for you. We have community-based matches, which is where somebody works with your child in the community for 4 to 6 hours a month.
Mm-hmm.
So they can take them to the movies. They can take them out to eat. They can take them hiking. We used to have a big, and I don't know if they're still doing it because I'm not doing the match support on this match anymore, but we used to have a big that would just, he loved to go hiking every day with his dog. Mm-hmm. And the little that he was matched with was, I want to say, like 8th grade. And the little just wanted to get the heck out of the house.
Yeah.
And so the big would finish work. He'd go pick up the little. They'd go hike with the dog, which the big was going to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big was able to bleed into that child's life, you know, some knowledge and stuff. And this big was a physical therapist. So, I mean, for him to be able to share with this little what his path was and how he got to where he was, it hugely impacted this little's life.
Yeah.
So we're not asking you to do something totally off the rails of what you like to do. We give you an interest inventory to find out what is it you like to do. And then we match you with somebody that likes to do those same types of things.
Yeah, you do that interest inventory with both the with bigs and littles.
Yes.
So that you can match this up and stuff. And it really works well.
Absolutely. We hardly ever have a match that quits for any reason other than somebody moved.
Mm-hmm.
Or some high schooler went to college in another city now or whatever. We don't have matches that don't get along because they're not well matched.
Right.
We look at them and we read through what the parent says they want. We do an interview with the, if it's community based, we do an interview with the parent and the child. If it's a site based, we do an interview with the child. And we do an interview with all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And so beyond just our interest inventory, we have an interview that we do to really narrow down, what do you want to get out of our program? Because
right.
we know if you're happy and you're enjoying what you're doing, the match is going to last.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have a long-lasting relationship that continues on for years. And we've mm-hmm. talked about that before, of how they come back. You know, you had Charles on your radio show
mm-hmm.
where his big came back and was on the radio show. He's a full grown man now.
Yeah.
But his big came back and wanted to bleed into his life a little bit more mm-hmm. here on the air. So I mean
yeah.
it's a relationship that never ends.
Absolutely. You can go check out KHIRadio.com, go to podcasts and search to do that, and you'll find that interview, because I tell you, Charles was blown away.
Yes.
By his big calling in. He was in tears in here.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And it was a very emotional time. That in its story is a great story of how someone really stepped up for a young man, and what that young man has become. He's an airman out here at Holloman Air Force Base now.
And that's absolutely...
He had the potential of going down the wrong road, and somebody had a great impact on him.
Absolutely. And that's the difference between being a babysitter and being a mentor. I mean,
right.
our mentors bleed into these kids' lives. I right now have a second generation. The little that I was matched with for about 8 years in the community-based program, I now have her son in the program.
Mm-hmm.
He's not quite legally in the program yet because he's not quite the right age, but his grandmother comes to help us on Wednesday night, so she brings him.
Yeah.
So he comes, and yesterday he was right in the reading program with us. Somebody read a book to him. He took a test. He comes next week. We're going to do a magic, not a magic show, sorry, a talent show. And this little boy, I heard my staff ask him last night, are you going to do anything for the talent show? And he goes, yes, I am. And they go, what are you going to do? And he goes, I'm going to do magic tricks.
All right.
And so he's not quite old enough to be in the program yet, but he's absolutely part of our program. And he is my little's son.
Yeah.
From years ago. So, I mean, it just, and the grandmother is now giving back on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. coming and helping us with our program and pouring drinks, you know, helping us clean up, helping us with different things like that. So, I mean,
cool.
It's just, it keeps going. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
There you go. And it does that and stuff. Well, we got Bowl for Kids Sake coming up Saturday out at Holloman Air Force Base. And so we're going to have some different things out there. But if you don't have base access, one thing you can do, you can go to bowlotero.org and you can make a donation or help in that aspect.
And you can, and there's lots of teams there. So I'm going to bring up a couple right now. David Overstreet with the
Tiger Den.
Yeah, he's the one that does the
Taekwondo.
Martial arts.
Yeah.
I don't know which one he does, but he does the martial arts. He's got a team on there.
Mm-hmm.
So you might go, well, I don't really like you, Brenda Dorsey. Well, don't give to me.
Give to David.
Yeah. I don't care. You know, you can give to the general fund. Maybe you look and go, I don't like any of those people. Give to the general fund. Because, again, you're supporting kids. You're not
right.
supporting us.
Right.
You're supporting kids. And,
right.
you know, we're past the time now to sign up for a bowling team. We're past the time now to try to get base access. We still have people asking, but it's too late. I mean,
right.
We can't do that now. We've tried to get that message out all the way since January.
Right.
That by now it would be too late. But there's still things you can do
right.
if you want to help kids.
Or you could stop by the office at where?
1200 Indian Wells.
There's
staff there right now while I'm over here.
There you go. Drop off a check there and help support this great cause and this great organization. A lot of people, let's go into this. You run this organization, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and it's a nonprofit organization, but you have expenses.
Yes.
You have background checks that cost.
Fingerprints.
Fingerprinting that costs. You have these other smaller events that you do at the church that cost.
Yes.
You have costs. Luckily, the church is helping you out with some of the costs.
Yes.
You know, and stuff. So it's just like Thriving Southern New Mexico. They do fundraisers because they have costs, too, to help organizations like yourself and other ones.
Right.
You know, so this is a great way to help that out.
And this is the largest fundraiser. We say largest, it's literally the only fundraiser we do every year. Mm-hmm. So like on some, if you go on Facebook, you'll see some nonprofits fundraise every other day.
Yeah.
They're asking for money every other day. We're asking for money once a year.
Right.
And so we do get state grants and we do get federal grants, but those grants are limited to what they'll pay for.
Right.
So like they're not going to pay for a five-year-old.
Right.
That's not part of what they do. They're not going to pay for a kid in a match that doesn't have a lot of aces. So
right.
In other words, they don't have a lot of trauma in their life. They don't have divorced parents. They don't have a parent in prison. Those grants don't want to pay for those kids. The kids they want to pay for are those at-risk children.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that all kids can use another caring adult.
Yeah.
So when we earn money like this, we can let those other kids in our program.
Absolutely.
Because again, our program does not charge.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't say, well, we're going to take all the at-risk kids because our federal and state grant will pay for them to be in our program, but we're not going to accept any other children because we don't have any way to pay for them. This is how, between Thrive and Bowl for Kids' Sake, this is how we can say yes to any kid that wants to be in our program.
Yeah,
and that's what the need is.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter a socioeconomic background.
Absolutely
not. There are kids that are in need in any of those situations.
We've got kids that their parents make $100,000 a year, but dad's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, because dad works out of town.
Right.
And the kids are very attached to dad.
Yeah.
And they're like having anxiety because their dad is gone.
Right.
Well, financially, they look like you're doing just fine.
Right.
And they're from a two-parent household. It looks like you're doing just fine. Guess what? They're not doing just fine.
Yeah.
And they need us. And they need to have that extra support.
Yeah.
And not saying anything about mom or her efforts. They just need another caring adult to hear them
right.
say, I miss my dad.
Yeah.
You know, mom misses dad too. She can't constantly be hearing that.
And there are instances where mom's out on the road, dad's at home, and they miss mom.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So there's all kinds of reasons kids need us that do not include just at risk, high
right.
at risk by a list of
right.
what is considered at risk.
Right. And the main thing, and just like this reading thing, what's it called again?
Accelerated reader.
Accelerated reader. Boy, what a great idea.
The people that worked with me in the schools are going, oh my gosh, Brenda found a way to get this back where she is. Because I fought and fought to keep it in the schools. And I won't even go into why it left, but it
right.
left the schools. And I'm hoping that through our initiative that they can see that this is a valid thing to put back in the schools.
Absolutely.
I mean, and so I'm hoping that I can have impact outside of the schools to help bring a program back to the schools that was incredibly
mm-hmm.
helpful for reading.
Well, if not, we still got it in this. And
we
still
absolutely,
make it,
and we'll keep growing it in this.
We'll keep growing this and have a great impact and stuff. And all we're going to start it off with what you've been doing with that already last night and growing that, but with the Bowl for Kids' Sake this Saturday. So to you folks out there at Holloman Air Force Base, I'll say this. Come by your bowling center out there and meet with Brenda Dorsey, and we're going to have some staff out of Albuquerque
absolutely.
Down, and you can meet with them and find out how more of you out at Holloman Air Force Base can get involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters here in Otero County. So,
and we do have a program out at Holloman now. That
right.
was something we didn't have before, but we do have a program out there now. We've
mm-hmm.
just started last month making our first matches. So we have two matches out there, two more kids waiting on Bigs. And we have quite a few airmen or airwomen mm-hmm. that are in the coffers getting vetted right now, getting prepared to do it. We've got several that have said they're interested, but we haven't got their applications back yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking forward to doing a lot. This is the month of the military child.
Yeah.
We love to make a lot of matches at Holloman Elementary School during the month of the military child. They've got a beautiful setup
yeah.
out there within their school for our bigs. Right as you walk in the door, they've got like this little like foyer area that's right outside their library that's got tables and chairs, and it's got their maker space, so it's got Lego stuff, and that's where they're going to let our bigs and littles meet.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were in there, it's so nice and beautiful, and windows all around, so you meet the criteria for that you can't meet in a closed space.
Mm-hmm.
Windows everywhere, but such a beautiful area to make for when they told me that was where our bigs and littles would meet. I mean, that's a fabulous place. At Mountain View Middle School, we use the back of their library.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these principals care so much that they develop a spot that they say, this is where the bigs and littles are going to get to meet. And
right.
it's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. Well, we'll be out there Saturday at Holloman Air Force Base at Stryker's Lanes.
Yep.
And it's going to be a great time for all you folks out there at Holloman who are on the edge, haven't quite got your paperwork. Come on out to Stryker's Lane. Visit with Brenda and the other folks from Big Brothers and Big Sisters. See some of the relationships that are happening between the bigs and the littles at that Bowl for Kids' sake. And get a real feel for it. So come on out and visit with them.
Bring your money, and we can either take your money for nothing, or you can get into our 50-50 drawing.
There you go.
One for five or five for 20.
There you go.
And it'll help us in that way, too, but it could help you. You could be the winner.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. So, Bowl for Kids' Sake coming up Saturday. I'll be
almost tomorrow.
Yeah, almost tomorrow. I'll be there live and local, and we'll have a good time out there. And
absolutely.
Get it going check out Big Brothers and Big Sisters here at the office here at
1200 Indian Wells.
1200 Indian Wells. Check out that accelerated reader program. That sounds fantastic. And
it's going to be so good. I'm telling you, I've seen my kids, when we used it in my classroom, not one of my kids left not above reading range. No matter, they could come into my classroom, they could be so low that it was like, oh my gosh, how are we ever going to get there? By the end of the year, those kids were at level. So I'm telling you, people will go, well, it's not a miracle. No, but what I can do with it is a miracle. So you come and do it.
That is one more thing that we can help to move New Mexico schools out of 51st.
Absolutely. And once I prove it with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, I'm hoping to prove it right back into the schools, because it was a fabulous program. And you know, you got to do some things. And as we meet, we'll talk about some different things that help it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's a great program, and I'm a big, big advocate for it. So, and I don't get one dime for selling it, but I am a big advocate of it.
There you go. And if your kids need help with reading or any type of school, get in touch with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Get the kids into the littles, and let's get some bigs involved, and let's help these kids get better education in that aspect. A lot of facets to Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
There is. One of my workers said, a friend of hers asked her, do you still like your job? And because they said that they know she gets bored with things. And they said, do you still like your job? And she said, yeah, I still do, because every time I'm starting to get bored, Brenda starts something new.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So, all right, check us out at Holloman Air Force Base tomorrow if you got base access, or out at Holloman Air Force Base on Saturday. Not tomorrow.
That's okay. Get ready tomorrow.
Yeah, get ready tomorrow. Go to bowlotero.org. Make a donation, and let's help this event and help this organization. Brenda, always good to have you in.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate everything that you guys do for us.
Glad to do it, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, I'll be there.
All right, sounds good. So, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Bowl for Kids' Sake, coming up this Saturday out at Holloman Air Force Base. Go to bowlotero.org, make a donation, and find out more about what's going on there.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.